Previously on Algoa FM.
Time for us to get into the Friday Music Club. He's a fourth generation musician. Musical influences include Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind & Fire, Simply Red, Jamiroquai. And of course, he's hailing all the way from Kariga, Uitenhage this afternoon. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Sebastian Samdan, also known as Sippy, to the Friday Music Club. Welcome.
Hi, Case. How are you doing?
Great stuff. Relax, take it easy. It's just the two of us talking, okay?
Okay.
firstly, tell me about the name Sippy. How did you come on this name?
Yo, bro. Back in the days, you know, you'd neg eye with a school.
Yes.
And so scholars would come from all over South Africa, and they didn't have a hostel, so they would stay at the residence there near to the school.
Yeah.
So my grandmother and them had a few of them staying there, and the one were called Sub, and then he used to carry me around apparently. And then they called me Small Sub, and then it went to Sippy. And from then on, that's the piece that I know where Sippy came from. So it was a Sub, and then Sub came Sippy.
You're just one of the greatest talents, I think, that stems from Kariga, Uitenhage. And you're also a fourth generational muser, so it basically runs in the family.
Yeah. My great grandmother was choir master at Rose Lane Church.
Mm-hmm.
My mother is a choir singer. My aunt is a choir singer. my uncle is like a, you know, these what they call hop DJs.
Oh, yes.
He used to play at these or play for the rugby clubs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Basically it's been part of me since.
It's in your DNA.
I tell you.
In the RSA.
A packet of peanuts. Yeah.
You know what? I've admired you for quite some time. Your ability to cover some of the biggest artists, you know, your repertoire is simply incredible. You've shared the stage alongside quite a few renowned national artists as well. Who have you rubbed shoulders with on the music scene?
Yeah, I was quite lucky. I had Mikasa, which was a big one for me.
Yeah.
And then Donne, mm-hmm. In East London. And, of course, Don Vino and those guys, Garth Taylor, and some of the big DJs like Uncle Kel, mm-hmm. yourself, KC.
Yay.
And what's his name? DJ Jazzy D.
Yes.
And then, of course, because of you, I had the privilege of sharing the stage with Mr. Phil Fear, and international man, you know.
Yes, yes.
One of my idols, and that in itself, yeah.
And coming soon, you'll be sharing a stage with another international act.
Of course, can't wait for that one.
What's happening?
It's going to be lit, brother. That is Robin S.
Yeah.
The 4th of October at the Fairview Sports Center. Yay!
That's going to be epic, I promise you.
You're going to miss out if you don't come.
All right, thank you so much. Before we get into your song, I just need you to highlight some of your heroes in the music industry for me quickly.
Was that now like
internationally or locally? It makes no difference.
Yeah.
The names that comes to mind, because I'd like to, you know, get your feel and where you coming from in terms of what you share and translate onto the stage.
Yeah, man, as you said earlier, like, you know, the Michael Jacksons and
yes,
even like Prince. I like the guys who's very like creative.
Mm-hmm.
I think you learn a lot from them, and
yes,
and you would try stuff. Sometimes it don't work, but locally, I would think like guys like Dr. Victor and them, Donne and them, they stood the test of time. These
yes
guys, and then there's a lot of young guys coming through now, you know, as well. But they, for me, yeah, that's like almost the benchmark. And then you try to emulate some of them.
Absolutely. You know what? Maroon 5,
you
cover impeccably well. That is what I was trying to get at. But anyway. All right, Sippy, your song Love Is. Tell us about this track.
The track is written by a friend of mine called Rodney Simons, also from Uitenhage.
Uh-huh.
He's actually quite good. He actually wrote two songs. The one I did at the Phil Fearon, which was Smile.
Yes.
And then this one that you're featuring is called Love Is. Man, the song is about love, what love can do. And I think there's, at this moment in time, we don't have enough love in this world.
That's what the world is lacking at this stage.
Exactly. And this song, it's like hope, what love can do, mm-hmm. what it can conquer, you know.
Absolutely. And how do we get hold of your music? And do you have a social media footprint?
Not yet. I'm old school, brother. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get into the studio. But I first need to just get my music and everything 100% before I do it. I just don't want to jump into it and do that, you know. So I need to be 100% sure before I go into the studio and do that and put it on a platform.
Yeah, brilliant. Sippy, once again, thank you so much for joining us in the Friday Music Club this afternoon.
It's a pleasure.
I'll go with country for your ears only. Sippy with Love Is.
It makes it possible for two hearts to meet in spite of their differences. It gives us the ability to accept even faults and to move ahead and make a home. Love is beautiful, love is magical. It's incredible. Love is wonderful, kind of mystical. That is love. It helps us to forgive the greatest of sins. Great the ability. Love is the glue that keeps us together. What shall we do without love? Love is beautiful. Love is magical. It's incredible. Love is wonderful. Kind of mystical, that is love. I need more of it, you need more of it, we'll need more of this love. Love makes the world go round, the colors between the lines. What the world needs is love. We all need love. Love. Love is beautiful. Love is magical. It's incredible. Love. Love is
your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.